Today's daf in Masechet Yoma is daf Tet Vav, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim. So let us just catch up for a moment as to where we were. We are asking a contradiction in Masechet Yoma. In Masechet Yoma, our Mishnah starts off with Akravas, Haktoras, Haktoras, and then Atavas Aneiras. Later in Masechet Yoma, when it talks about the Seder of the Payasot, it does first the Atavas Aneiras and then the Haktoras, Haktoras, which seems to be a drastic problem. So we answered it, by answers, very simply by saying, look, there were two different sets of Hatovas HaNeirot, because first we're made to 5 Neirot, and then we're made to 2 Neirot. And in between that, what do? We bring the Ktoret. So our Mishnah is referring to bringing first the Ktoret and then the Neirot. And the Mishnah later on is talking about the 5 Neirot, and the 5 Neirot were followed by the Ktoret, so everything is fine. It all works out. Of course, we had a problem with Abaya's own Seder HaMa'arocha, which had the Dam HaTamid in between the 5 Neirot and the 2 Neirot HaTava, and we discovered a big machlokas between Abba Shaul and the Chachomim. And according to Abba Shaul, indeed, we do the entire HaTavat HaNeirot before we even start the HaKtorah. It's only at night that we do it differently. That indeed there it's in the middle of the Hadlok. But in the morning when we do the HaTava, we have to finish all 7 Neirot and then we do the HaKtorah. What do we do in between the 2 and the 5? The Dharma Tamid. And that's why when Abaye was saying over the Seder Ma'arocha, he said it Ali Bad Abba Shaul, as all of you remember, from the Seder HaKorbanot every day or whenever you say them, at least Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah or whatever, but you remember this mimer of Abaye. Today, we try another approach. Today, Rav Papa says, look, there's an easy way out. We could just say that the one parak is going according to the Rabban and one parak is going according to Abba Shaul. And then we don't run into any problems. Says Rav Papa, look, the easier solution is simply to say that it's going in the Machlokas, you know, Lokasha, or Rabbanan, and Abba Shaul. Anyway, Abaye agrees and proved to us that there's a Machlokas, Rabbanan, and Abba Shaul. Therefore, there's no contradiction. Opening of the Masechta that is referring to the instead of talking about the difference between the 5 and the 2, is going according to Rabbanan. Right? According to Rabbanan, there is, in fact, first a Keteris and then a Neiris. Albeit the last two, that's true, but there is such a thing. The second part of the Masechta, being as it's going to Abba Shaul, has no case, even the last two Neiris, no case where the Keteris would come first, because according to Abba Shaul, we finish all of the Neiris and then they get to the Keteris. That's a much more logical solution. And indeed, asks the Gemara, this solution of Rav Papa Melacha, Lo Kasha Rabban Abba Shaul. So then, we have a little bit of a problem, because how is Rav Papa learning the mission we're saying over here? Our mission is going according to who? That says, first, the Kohen Gadol is Makter Sakter, then is Meitiv V'Saneiros, obviously the Rabban, referring to the last two. So we're ignoring the first 5, we start with the middle, and we bring the Keteris, and then we talk about the Hatov. Then the pious, he's saying, is going according to Abba Shaul, where the third pious comes after the whole story of the Dishra Mizbeach and Mimedash and HaSeminera, right? That's the whole thing. The whole Dishra Mizbeach, that's Abba Shaul. The problem is, Rav Papa, can you continue reading? Because Ema Seifa, if you keep on reading later on, you will see the Mishnah continues like this. They bring the Kohen, the Tamid. And what does he do with the Tamid? He's got a little bit of a problem, because he has to do all of the Avedas that day, correct? The problem is that means that the same Kohen who's doing the Shechita is the one who's going to be doing the Kabbalah. Now that's quite a trick, because by the time you finish doing the Shechita, the blood's already spurting out, you know. How's he going to get the Dama Nefet? So it says over there, they bring in the Tamid, Kirtso. He doesn't complete the Shechita. He does just enough of the Shechita to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shechita, and now he hands it over to another Kohen who finishes up. Meanwhile, he grabs the Kohen, he's Mekabel the Dama. Kirtso, so in other words, he does that first cut that gets rove. Mirek acher shchita yado. Another coin grabs and finishes the act of shchita. And then he finishes. Nichnas, that dig this. Lahaktir taktorat leitivita nerot. Oh my God, there we are. We're back again to the first Seder, in which first he's going to bring the ktoros, and he's going to be made to the nerot. Now that's clearly going like the Rabbanan. I understand. I mean, this has got a split personality, this Masechet. So you open up talking about the fact that the Kohen Gadol, all 7 days, is maktir ktoros meitiv the nerot. Then when we ask you, but we've got a problem with the Mishnah later on, that says that the pious Hasheni is mimedashin esemener. The pious Hashlishi is the Kteris. So you say, well, that's going according to Abishol. Abishol will finish the Menorah, and then you get to the pious. And then we go on and we read that he goes in the Haktar Sakteris like the Vezaneras. Now we're back according to the Rabbanan. I tell him the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, it's possible, if you're talking about the last two, they wrote to have the Kteris first. I mean, what's going on? Reisha of the Masech and the Seifa later on. When we talk about the Seder Avodah, is going to Rabbanan, and the middle is all of a sudden popping in with Abishol Shita, you first finish the Dishon HaMenorah, and then you do the Keteris. No, what can you do? That's the way it is. Later, I was going to ask, why would he take such a weird approach? But in Reish of a Sefer Rabbanan, it's Yad Abishol. What can you do? Now, look, it's very clear why Abaye doesn't want to say Rav Papa's Pshat. In other words, why does Abaye, instead of taking the easy way out and making Machlokas, why does he change the Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about the Shtei Neirot, and that's why it says the Ktoris first, Aliba de Rabbanan. And the Mishnah later on, which is talking about the Seder of the Payasot, is talking about the Chomesh Neiros, and therefore that comes first, and so it says you do the Pious for the Chomesh Neiros first. I mean, it's easy to understand that he doesn't want to sell it to Papa, because, I mean, who in his right mind would say, Reish of a Sefer Abonon Mitziyat Abashol Lomukimla? He doesn't want to make a Mesechta go crazy, starting off with the Rabbanan and putting Abishol in the middle. But indeed, what forces Rav Papa to say such a strange thing? Rav Papa, my time alone, Abaye. Amalekha says, Rav Papa, I ask you, think straight. You're telling me that the Masechta begins with Hatavat Shtei Neirot. And then we go to discuss backwards in time the Hatavat Chamesh Neirot. This makes more sense to you? Bishlama, that the Masechta wants to tell us that there's different shitas, Rabbanan and Ramban and Abishol. I can understand that, because we need, instead of making a whole big deal, speaking out the Machlokas in detail, I understand that it's Meramis to us. There's this sheet and there's that sheet. So go back and forth. But to go out of order, this makes sense to you? Makes no sense at all. If you're going to start with the Shtei Neirot, why you go backwards in time later on to discuss the first part of the Hatava, which is the Chomesh Neirot?
Everyone agrees that the five were first?
Absolutely. There's no question the five are first. The only question is what comes in between, the Dhamma Tamid or the Akhtara. That's the only question. And how indeed does Abaye answer that? I mean, that's a good point. Does Abaye, there's not even anything to answer. It's obvious. Because, look, what is this first Mishnah that we just had? It's a general introduction, right? And there's it saying, look, during those 7 days, you should know he's going to be doing various things. Is that talking about Yom Kippur? No, we're not even up to Yom Kippur. Fine. That Seder that we have later on, the second, third parak, is the actual Seder Ayom of Yom Kippur. So obviously we're telling you the Seder of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. We start at the beginning, which is the Chomesh Neiros. But what does that have to do with what we're talking about over here? We're talking about what the Kohen Gadol does to be Margil him in the Avodah. It bothers you that I discuss the Gemara Avodah? Nothing to do with it. Stop, I don't understand what your question is. So Rebamo de Komori, but he's just telling us what he does. Vesidra, when it comes to the Seder Ayom, obviously the Tana now starts going through the Seder Ayom of Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, exactly what's done. So Vesidra, of course, so Hada Tanilay. Indeed, the Tana then goes and tells us precisely what happens on Yom Kippur itself. So that's in the second parak, and the third parak. So of course, in there it's in order. The second parak we have the Atavas Chamesh Neiros. In the third parak we have the Atavas Shtei Neiros. Makes no difference to me. Okay, so now let's get back to this other thing in the Mishnah where we had the fascinating machlokas, really strange, in which Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah said, we never heard of such a thing, that the Korban HaTamid was brought in a very strange way. Instead of doing Shnayim Shehin Arba, we did one corner, we did diagonally, which was Echad Shu Shnayim, and the second corner, which was by the southwest, we did separately the south side of Mizbeach and the west side of Mizbeach. Now that is crazy. I mean, make up your mind. Is this a standard carbonyl or it's not? So let's take a look into that piece of the Mishnah. Goof. Balo lekeren mizrachit tzvonit, noten mizrachit tzvonit. Maravit dromit, noten maravit dromit. Okay, that's our mission, and that makes a great deal of sense. Now, the proof that we wanted to have that Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah is the one who indeed does not accept the structure of the mission in Talmud, which we've been using as our benchmark here to examine the mission in Yuma. So over there, it says in the Braita that Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, he says, well, generally in a carbon oil, that's true. But when it comes to the Tamid, which was a carbon oil, he is Mishane B'Tamid, and he says there is a special difference that's done with the Tamid. And what is that? Well, the first part, I agree with you. Bala lekar mizrachit tzvonit, indeed. No, ten mizrachit tzvonit. Maravit dromit, we do something strange. We first put the dam on the tzad ma'arav, which is the first place that we've arrived at, obviously, because we're going in a circle from the other end. And then when we get to the dromit side, which is where we get off, it's where we started, basically, on Dorum, then we notain marava, vacharkach, notain doroma. Now, isn't that a little strange? Where'd you get that from? My time in Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. Om Reb Yochanan Mishum Chadavei Reb Yanai. There was somebody, the Besmedrash of Reb Yanai, who had told Reb Yochanan, he quoted him, that Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah Dorish the Pasuk. The Pasuk says by the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, it says, Seir Izim Echad Lechatat LaHashem, Al Olata Tamid Yaseh. Al Olata Tamid Yaseh. He says, what this means is, make that Ola a Chatas. Meaning, treat that Ola as if it's a Chatas. So, Omer Achmana, Olahi, it is of course an Ola, but nonetheless, Omer Achmana, the Torah teaches us, Ovad Bo Maaseh Chatas. Make it as if it's a chatas. And therefore, what do? You make it half an oil and half a chatas. So an ola always requires diagonals, right? Okay, so we do one of the dam as the diagonal, and that is in fact shtayim. That's k'maisa ola. And then we do shtayim shem shtayim, which is a maizachat. Well, it says the Gemara, I mean, it's a fascinating drasha, but why do it that way? Why not first do shtayim shein arba, treat it like a normal oila, and then do arba shein arba? But the chatas is done on all four sides, right? So then do four, which are four, all over again, as if it were a chatas. Well, whoever heard of such a thing? You can't. Once you did a full kapora, standard kapora of dam, whoever heard of such a thing? Go back and use the dam to do a second kapora. There's no such thing. Lo matzino damim shemechaprim v'chozrinu mechaprim. Oh, and this you did find? Something weird like this you did find? That half is a chatas, half an hour, that's normal by you. Ella, what's your answer? Well, what am I supposed to do? The Torah said to do it with a hekesh. Fine! So I'm asking you, why is this not a better way of understanding it? You're going to answer me. Right? Fine, so I'm telling you, what are you supposed to do? The Torah says it's an oila and a chatas. Fine, so then treat it like an oila and a chatas. Well, that doesn't bother me, says Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, because, look, it makes much more sense. I mean, it's always we take the least unusual thing as what it is that the Torah is telling me. Now, obviously, if it's a pisuk matanot b'yam, all we're doing is splitting it into two. But we're not reusing the dam. So that is much less strange than taking dam that did a full kapar and redoing it as if it's something else. That's totally crazy. So b'meila, to do a pisuk matanot, that's much less outrageous than to do a completely different netina. Okay, so let me ask you something. Who ever heard of a chatas where you put the dam on the bottom half of the mizbeach? Remember that the truth is, even though we talk about going up the kevesh and so on, you don't really do that for the oila. We say that because that's what's done for a chatas, and we make that, as Rashi explains elsewhere, we make that the standard, ola bekevesh. But the truth is, for an oila, you're not ola bekevesh. You'd have to bend down, even if you take the exit, the early exit, you'd have to bend down in order to get the dam underneath the chutas sikra, because the chutas sikra was an ama beneath the feet where you'd be walking, even if you were on the sovev. So that doesn't make any sense, really. You're standing on the ground. So let me ask you something. I mean, if the Torah says to give it partially as an oil and partially as a chatas, doesn't it make more sense to walk along the ground to
to the first corner where we have the Yesod, which we've already seen. We don't put it literally on the first corner. We put it on the first corner of the Yesod, as we're going to explain some in detail. And that brings us to the side of the Mizbeach that is the northeast side. That's the first place where we get to Yesod. Okay, so you put it there on the corner. It hits the east side diagonally and the north side diagonally, right? Okay, now walk back around, climb up the Kevesh, and now walk around to treat it like a Chatas. Because a Chatas, the Dom is supposed to be put on top, not on the bottom. So anyway, you're not doing it right, you know? So native achachi hishtai, let's do one matana, which is two, down, kemaase ola, and let's do shtayim, shem shtayim, lamala, and we should do it on top, which is the way that a chatas is done, kemaase chatat. Well, says the Gemara, whoever is such a thing, I mean, matanot of dam are never half and half. Alo matzino damim, shechetzian lamala, shechetzian lamata, no such thing. Oh, really? No such thing. I love it. You know, the whole of it is Yom HaKippur, and we're sitting there with our mouths, you know, Achas, Achas, Vishtayim, makes such a big deal. Achas is Lamala, Sheva is Lamata, and you're telling me we never put some on top and some on the bottom? No. You took that literally? You gotta be kidding. That doesn't mean that you put some on top when you're sprinkling the Dam of the Par on the Parochet. Literally put it on top? That's the question of kibatzlif. Now, there's many different pshat kibatzlif. The matzlif means, what is that? My kibatzlif. Machve rebuta kaman gadna. Somebody who is giving malkot in Beit Din. So he doesn't want to hit the guy in the same place the whole time. So he moves the whip from one location to another. So that he won't, you know, damage the skin.
No. So he won't damage the skin?
Yeah, okay. Because you won't want to keep hitting the same place. I mean, God only knows what you'll do to a poor guy, right? So you put one beneath the other.
Doesn't break through? Yeah. Even the first one?
He's not supposed to kill the guy. We select the person who's not very strong to do it, remember? Yeah. So that's how Rashi. In which case, basically, we are not referring to top and bottom. We are referring to one beneath the other. But they could all be different ways of understanding Rashi. They could all be either top or bottom, or since it doesn't make any difference if it's top or bottom, the only point is it shouldn't be in the same place. We're not giving chetzilamala chetzilamata, which we'll soon see, even though some suggest that's what Rashi means, doesn't make any sense, as we'll see in a moment. Because that Rashi does not hold, is considered to be a good answer. Now, others learn that the meaning of kamad gana is that there's two different ways of holding your hand. One is palm down and one is palm up. And that's the difference. Are you sprinkling with your palm up with your fingers, or are you sprinkling with your palm down and shooting upwards? According to most, well, this is part of our Gemara, it doesn't even hit the parochas, the dam. That was the question. Whether that someone who goes to Rome sees the parochet has dam on it or not. The dam doesn't, it's towards the parochet, doesn't it hit the parochet? So anyway, the whole question wouldn't make any sense. It's just a question. Lamala means your hand is lamala, someone. And lamata means your hand is facing lamata. That's the only point. And that's kaman gana because the guy gives about, because some of it is supposed to go around his shoulder to the front of his body. It's supposed to hit him around and then he gradually moves. It depends how you're facing him.
This whole limud, we're saying that from the parochas to the mizbeach?
No. All we're saying is that it makes no sense to try to say that we should do some of it lamata and some of it lamala. Because we never heard of such. So the Gemara says, what do you mean we never heard of such thing? Didn't we hear such thing by the parosha? That we put some above and some below. So that could be the same thing on the Mizbeach. Once I see that there's such a thing. What do you mean? No such thing as domim. What do you get there? What do you get off saying such a thing? Answers the Gemara, because indeed it doesn't mean the mala lamata. It just means kematzlit. If you want to see kematzlit, you watch Richie's head, right? It gradually goes down. One nod goes beneath the other nod. And then
he snaps
until
back.
Finally.
No, then I get whiplash.
That's whiplash.
I get my lawyer and
whiplash and stop yelling.
Brilliant. It's a good thing Benson's not here. He'd hire him on the spot. Okay, so that's your answer. Yes, the Gemara, but there's another place where we have that, and that is on the Mizbeach.
Votnan. It also says that you're supposed to put the dam al tiharo shel mizbeach sheva pa'amim. Right? So, what does that mean? You sprinkle the dam. What does tiharo mean? I mean, I assume it means on the midpoint of the mizbeach. My lava palgate the mizbeach. Like people say, you want to say it's noon. What do you say? Taratira. Taratira is it's noontime. Paugadiyuma. That's how we say noontime. So when it says al tiarosha mizbeach, it undoubtedly means from the outside of the mizbeach, facing the side, half of the way up on the mizbeach hazahav. That's talking about the sprinkling inside of the eichal. And therefore, so now here is where you will see that Rashi couldn't possibly have liked that teretz that we said before, because Rashi says if you're sprinkling at a midpoint, you can't help but get some on top and some on the bottom. So obviously it doesn't matter if you're mechaven top or bottom, he still considers that to be problematic. Now Tosfos learns that the kasha is that since you put some of the dam on the karnot mizbeach, on the four karnot, and then you follow with the sheva al tiaro, so you're going to have some on top and some on the bottom. That's the problem. Not because you'll have some above the midpoint and some below the midpoint. Okay? So according to Tosfos, fine. But that's not the way Rashi learns. Anyway, he says, well, but that's not what it means. Omer Rabba Bar Shila, lo, does that mean you don't put it on the outside of the Mizbeach? You put it on the surface of the Mizbeach, on the Gaga Mizbeach. And the reason that it says Al Tiharo is to tell me that you have to clean off the top from the remnants of the Ketoret that's brought on the normal Aveda. Not Lifnai v'Lifnim, obviously. This is a normal Ketoret. So you make it clean. Tiharo means it shines. So you put the ash to the side, and then you put the dam on the middle of the top of the Mizbeach, which is now shiny. It's gold. It doesn't have any ash of the Ketoret covering it. It means aguf for the Mizbeach. When you want to say that something shines, something is clean. Do you see? We use that word latoar to mean in its pure shine. Okay? So anyway, that's the answer. The answer is we don't give dam partially on the bottom and partially on the top. Okay, but look, I mean, why do we start treating it like an oila and then treating it like a chatz? Why don't we do it the other way around? Why don't we first do on the two sides of the east side and the north side, and then do the west side and the south side as a diagonal? So why is that? Native the chatat native. It is an oila, isn't it? So if it is an oila, I mean, don't you think that's what we should do first? So then do it first. So he cut mabaresha, the ola part is done first. Okay, but I understand, why do we wait until you get all the way over to the east, northeast side, and then you do the southwest side? The first side that you get to is the southeast side, right? I mean, as soon as you come up to the Mizbeach, you're on the south, you're facing the south side of the Mizbeach. And if you're going to get to the edge, if you're turning, we'll see why we turn that way. If you're turning to the right, so the first thing you're going to hit is the right to your right is the east, obviously, if you're facing the Mizbeach. So there's the east to your right, and that's where you should give it, right there on the southeast. And then you'll give it to the diagonal, which is the northwest, not the southwest. For sure. This makes no sense. Amri. Ah, but you see, doesn't it say beferish on, it always talks about El Yesod Mizbech HaOla. What does that mean? Yesod Mizbech HaOla tells me that the carbon oila requires a yesod. So where you put the dam of the oila, there needs to be a yesod. And on that corner, there was no yesod. That's the problem. And the Karen Dromit Mizrachit, since Ola Tu'una Yesod, and Karen Dromit Mizrachit Lo Havi Le Yesod. Why? Well, because we already saw that was the part that the chelik of Yehuda was sticking, it jutted out into that one amma, into the area of Binyamin, and wrecked that piece of the Mizbeach. Because you can't build a Mizbeach of the chelik of Yehuda. You can only build it in the chelik of the Ze'ev. So the Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrov, that's where the Mizbeach has to be banui. Therefore, they couldn't put the Yesod there. Okay, fine. So then don't turn right. Turn left. Who told you to turn right? I mean, I understand. We have no choice but to do it that way. But if we turned left and we would immediately get to the corner that does have a yesod, and then we wouldn't have to walk all the way around before we start doing the zrikas dam. And then we could do the same two corners, but first we would do the corner that was to my right, which to my left, which heads to the west, and I'd still be on the south. So I'd do the southwest first. So why do I have to turn right? Ask the Gemara. So then what is the reason to first go to Mizrachi Tzvanit and then walk to Ma'aravit Ramit if you can get to Ma'aravit Ramit immediately by making a left? So native Bereisha, Ma'aravit Ramit, and then walk around and get to the Mizrachi Tzvanit. Ah, because that we're going to see later on. But Kivan de Amar Ma, Kol Pinot Chata Pone, Lo Yu Ela Derech Yamin, since you always, we learn this out, we'll see, from a Pasuk, always turn to the east, to the right, which is to the east. Now that is very confusing, because obviously turning to the right is not always to the east. But the Makor of the Limud, as we'll see very soon when we get there in a couple of days, indeed it makes sense to say the Mizrach, but not here. So this is just, we're inserting the Limud into the words in our sugya, but it really doesn't make sense in our sugya. All that's important in our sugya is to the right. Always turn to the right. And therefore, what's the first place that you meet that has a yesod? Only the northeast side. And Bereisha Bahu Paga, first place that you're going to get to that allows you to do it is right there on the corner. Okay, now all of this is based on the assumption that the limud of Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah is that essentially we do this to the Eila. But how do you know it means to treat the Eila as a chatas? Maybe it means to treat the chatas as an Eila. So maybe what the Torah is saying is treat the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Sayer Lachem, treat it as a half of an Eila, right? So Dilma Bechata to the Komarach one of it be Maaseola. No. Can't you read? It's not even such a Havamina. The Pasuk says Chatat al Olata Tamid. Okay? So that's the point. My Komarach one. Take the Chatas, take elements of the Chatas, and throw it, so to speak, alolat atamid. Alolat means superimpose the chatas on the oila. Now, how can you read that as take the oila, put it on the chatas, for heaven's sakes? So it's telling you, throw the chatas onto the oila. Alolat atamid, okay? That concludes our understanding of Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Now, because, and this is really a non sequitur as far as our sugya is concerned, this next piece, because we just had this whole discussion about is Masechet Tamid Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah, and or is it somebody else, and is our Masechet Yoma Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah, the Rabbanan. So we had this whole discussion, right? Because of that, we want to bring, even though it doesn't belong in Yuma, but because we asked the contradiction between the Mishnah in Yuma and the Mishnah in Tamid, we want to point out that there's another Mishnah that contradicts the Mishnah in Tamid, and that's a Mishnah in Midas. So once we're already tracing who it is that said which of the Mishnayot, we already want to ask this question as well here, because there's nowhere really better to bring this question. And therefore, we insert this piece into Masechet Yuma. Now look, it's not HaTamid. We're talking about the Mishnah in Tamid, right? So it says in Tamid, another Mishnah there, says, Amar lahem ha-mimuneh, tzu'uv aviyu t'lemi lishkat beit ha-tla'im. At one point, the Mimuneh says, in the course of the days of Aida, okay, guys, go run and bring a tlev for our korban, and bring it out of the Lishkat Beit HaTla'im, which is a particular place where we would check over the korbanos, and there were korbanos waiting there. And indeed, where is that Lishkat HaTla'im, continues the Mishnah. V'halo Lishkat HaTla'im, as you know well, the Lishkat HaTla'im was in the Miktsoa Tzvonit Ma'aravit. It was in the northwestern corner of the Lishkat Beit HaMoked. And the Lishkat Beit HaMoked was a curious place in which one of the Lishakot of the Azara was divided into five areas. So it was called the Beit HaMoked because in the middle there was a large fire that was always kept going, which according to Rashi was essentially so that the Kohanim would be able to warm their toesies because things were quite cold over there. Tosa says, if it's for the Kohanim to warm their toesies, why is it that we're allowed to light the Lishkas Beis HaMoked and deal with it even on Shabbat? Obviously, it must be because we take the Eish of the Mizbeach. from Lishkat Beit Hamokeh to Lishkat, the Eish of the Mizbeach is Deicha Shabbos. And others tie, now look, the Tzorchei HaKayanim is part of the Tzorchei HaAveda, whatever. But definitely there was a big fire there. Now, on all sides of the Lishkat HaMokeh, Beit HaMokeh, there were sub-Lishakot, so that the edges were divided off in this main chamber in the middle into four smaller rooms on the four corners of Lishkat Beit HaMokeh. So here the Mishnah identifies the Lishkat HaTla'im as being in the northwest corner of Lishkat Beit HaMokeh. And Arba Lishakot Hayusha. There were four separate Lishakot, and what were they? Well, one of them was Lishkat HaTla'im, as we just told you. The other was the Lishkat HaChotamot. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to be medayik in what direction we're describing this, starting at Lishkat Beit HaTla'im. Right now, don't let that bother you. And then we have Lishkat HaChotamot. Remember, Lishkat HaChotamot is where you go if you want to purchase Nisachim. That's where you get your tickets. That was the ticket office for people who needed to bring Nisachim, which, of course, needed to be Al Taharat HaKodesh, and therefore it had to be purchased directly from the ticket giver. And Achat Lishkat Beit HaMokeh. Now, even though the entire house was called the Beit HaMokeh, there was a small area which was called the Lishkat Beit HaMokeh, as we'll see, where Kohanim had to go to the mikveh because they were roe carry over the night. We'll see that half this area was outside of the Kodesh and was considered to be chol, didn't have the Kedushas HaZara. There was a stairwell that went down to the under, there was a subterranean mikveh, and they would come out, they would warm themselves there at that Beit HaMokeh. And the other, the fourth chamber, was the Lishka Shosim Balechem HaPanim. Okay? That's the Mishnah in Tamid. Now, our problem is that the Mishnah in Midot is obviously arguing on the Mishnah in Tamid. Because in Midot, it says, in describing the Beit HaMokeh, Arba Lishakot Ayu LeBeit HaMokeh Kiketoniot HaPtuchot LeTraklin. It's like these big hall, and you often have in a large hall, you have these small side chambers that open up, like a wedding hall. It's got the, you know, one area over there for the Chasam Kala station, things like that. So these are called kitonios that open up into the main hall, into the trackling. Two of these four were Mekudesh, with the Kedushas HaZara, and two of them were built in the area of the Har HaBayit, which is relatively chol. Now, in order to make sure you don't make a mistake where you are, they built Roshei Pespesin, which are, according to the Gro, it's an actual low wall that's made of wood. According to others, it's just pieces of wood jutting out from the wall to make sure you know it's at this point, that's the midpoint. We'll talk about that later. But what's important to us, this was Mavda Ben Kershulcha, what's important to us is the next thing. Uma Hayu Mishamshot, what were these four side chambers? Ma'aravit Romit, was the Lishkat HaTla'im. That was Lishkat La'ei HaKorban. Now, there is no way that the southwest could possibly be identical with Halo Lishkat HaTla'im HaLevitzot Zvonit Ma'aravit, with the northwest. Is it the northwest or the southwest? So we've got a clear contradiction between two Mishnayot, right? So how are we going to answer that? That was Lishkat La'ei HaKorban. Dromit Mizrachit was the Lishka that they made the Lechem HaPanim. The Mizrachi Tzvonit, that was where the Beit Hashmonai, perfect for this week, were. They took the Avnei HaMizbeach with the Malchei HaYivanim, were Shmishakets, they wrecked that Mizbeach, and they took that and they put it there. And they were Goynes there when they renewed the Mizbeach. And the Tzvonit Maravit, that's where the stairwell was to go to the subterranean mikveh, Bor Yordim LeBeit HaTfilah, and so on. Now, there's no way to square the two Mishnayot. Therefore, comes Rav Huna and says, well, that's because Midot was said by Edas Yochid. And it was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, as we're going to see tomorrow, specifically Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who was the Tana of Midot. So now we've got three Tanaim, and we wanted to put this in here so that we should know the difference between the Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah, the Chachamim, and the last Van Yomer of Lezer Ben Yaakov, who says Midos. We have Tomid is said by the Rabbanan, Midos is said by Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, and our Besechta Yuma is said by Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. That's how the Gemara is coming out now, and that's the reason we include this. Ask Gemara, Rami Seder Yoma, I Seder Yoma. That's not. Pious Hasheni, Mishochit, Mizorek, Mibadash, Mizbecha, Pnimi, Mimadashen, Etam Nura, Umemalevorim, the Kefesh, fine. Pious Hashlishi, Chalashim, Lektorit, Bova, Fisu. How do you explain that? Omra Abaya, what's the problem? No kasha. Kan bat avat shte nerot, kan bat avat chamesh nerot. What? Lememra de Victorit, Mafsiklu? I thought Abaya was the one who said that the Seder Amaharoch, Mishmede Gemara, is that between the five and the two comes the Dhamma Tamid Mafsiklu. I'm a little kasha, of course, but remember that's a Libet Abba Shoal. Here we're going, Ala Rabbanan, to Tanya. Lo yetiv et anirot v'achar kach yaktir, ela yaktir v'achar kach yetiv, the last two. Where's Abba Shoal? I'm here, no. Yetiv v'achar kach maktir. My time in Abba Shoal, dichtiv, baboker. First be'etivel et anirot, and then v'adu yaktirena. V'rabbanan, my kamarachmana, while be'idan hatavate maktir k'tor dilote ma'achi. How are you going to understand Ben Arbaim? Ben Arbaim, Dichtivu Be'alot Aaron et Anerot, Ben Arbaim Yaktiren, Hochinami Bereisha Badlik Nerot, Vadim Aktir Ketoret, Shaben Arbaim, Vechi Tema Hochinami, I dare you. Ve'atanya Mi'erevat Boker, Tema Midata Shetei Doleket Ve'olechet Kol HaLayla Mi'erevat Boker, Dover Akra Yarif Oto Mi'erevat Boker, teaches me, Ein Lecha Vadashik Shere Mi'erevat Boker, Elezo Bilvad. Ella, you'll have to agree, my karma rachmanen, obviously be idan at lakate maktir ktoret, so that's what it means in the morning too. Okanami, be idan hatava, te maktir ktoret. And Abba Shoal says, no, I agree with you about the evening, but that's because shaniat, dichtiv oto. Ruf papa omar, lokasha, rabbanan Abba Shoal. So, wait a second, but my okim to lamati to the rabbanan. So then you're saying, this is Rabbanan, the pious is Abba Shoal, and now everything's fine. Except for the unfortunate fact that it continues on. Ema Seifa, Havilo et Atamid, Kirtso, Mirek Achash Kita Yado, and then Nichusulak Tirta Ktoret Velaitivita Neirot. Now that's the Rabbanan again. You're telling me Reish of a Seifa Rabbanan, and the Mitziat does a little dance to Abba Shoal's tune? I'm like, Harav Papa. Well, yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. So now, obviously, Abai doesn't want to say something so outrageous. So, Bishlam Abai Alomak Rav Papa Reisha Vesef Rabbanu Mitziyat Abashal. Longukimla. But Rav Papa might have a Lomak Abai. Amalacha, and it makes sense to you that Tadab Reisha Atavat Shteni wrote. And then when we get to the third parak, that's when we start talking about Atavat Chamesh Shteni wrote. Vabai Amalacha, well, what's the question? The first parak is Iruya Ba'amu, the Kamori, right? Then, when we get to the second and the third parak, then we start talking about the Seder of Yom HaKippurim. So fine, we start from the beginning. So Sidra, oh, that's on you, Gufa. Bala, the Karen, Mizrachit, Svanit, Notin, Mizrachit, Svanit, Maravit, Ramit, Notin, Maravit, Ramit. Vitani, Allah, Rabbi Shimon, Isha, Mitzpeh, Mishaneh, Betamin. Bala, the Karen, Mizrachit, Svanit, Notin, Mizrachit, Svanit, Maravit, Ramit, Notin, Marava, Vachakach, Notin, Deroma. Whoa, weird. My time in Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Chadav Rabbi Yanai. It's because of Gzerat HaKatuv. Amar Kro, Seiri Zim Echad Lechatat LaHashem, Al Olat HaTamid Yaseh V'Nizko. Which means, look, it may be an Ola, but treat it like a Chatat LaHashem. Amar Achmana, Ovid Ba Maaseh Chatat. So, therefore, I say, HaKetzah, we start with Achad Yishtayim, like every other Ola, and then we do shtayim shim shtayim like a chatas. Why don't you do first all shtayim shein arba like an eila, and then normal arba shein arba like a chatas? This is a little weird to do half and half, isn't it? Yeah, but it's even weirder to do lo matzino domim shem achaprim v'kosim achaprim v'chi matzino domim shechetzin chatz v'chetzin eila. That's not weird. What's your answer? Al korchachi, kishana katuv. What am I supposed to do? So why not say the same answer there? Yeah. Maybe I should do it twice. Al korchachi, kishana katuv. No, but it's different. I mean, it's just pisuk matanot bi'alma. It's just doing it a slightly different way, same place, everything's the same. It's just, do I do it on the corner, or do I do it as two separate acts, you know? Okay, but then neitiv achat shishtayim lamata k'maisa oila, but then do the shtayim shape shtayim lamala k'maisa chatas. Well, I mean, can't do that. L'matzino dami b'shechetzi lamala v'chetzi lamata. Indeed. And what about the Mishnah? He zomi meno achat lamala v'sheva lamata. And that doesn't mean literally. That means k'matzliv. What's a matzliv? Machve Rabbi Yehuda k'man gata. Rabbi Yehuda demonstrated the way it would be done, either one beneath the other, or with your hand facing in different directions, the back of the hand facing up, or the back of the hand facing down. But wait, I mean, what about this Mishnah? Hizami minu al tiarosh mizbeach sheva pa'mina. I'm assuming tiarosh mizbeach means the midpoint of the mizbeach, which means we got some dam lamala, some dam lamata. Especially Aliba Taisus says, look, some of it was done on the kronot, right? G'damri inche. Taratira, which means do Algadiyuma. That means noon, midpoint. That's not what it means. It means to put it right on the top of the Mizbeach. And what it's telling you is to make sure it's shiny. Meaning, let's take a hanky, you know, move the dust of the Ketoret out of the way. That's Tiare. Clean it off, okay. But why are you doing the two of the Eila as a diagonal, one which is two Bereisha, and then you do the Chatas, two which are two? Why don't you do first two which are two, which is the Chatas, and then give the Eila? Well, come on, it is an Eila, right? So first we do the Eila thing, you know? So the Eila Kodma Bereisha. Okay, but why do we do Mizrachit Tzfonit and Maharavit Dromit? Why don't we do the first Karen that we hit, which is Dromit Mizrachit, and then Tzfonit Maharavit, and that way we don't walk by without doing it? Ah, that's because it says Yesod Mizbach HaOlah, which teaches us that the Eila is Tuna Yesod. But on the Karen Dromit Mizrachit, there wasn't any Yesod. Okay, so why do we give a first Mizrachit Tzfonit and then Maharavit Dromit if all we need to do is turn left and then give first the Maharavit Dromit, which gets us into action immediately, and then walk around to Mizrachit Tzfonit? Oh, well, that's because you need to turn to the right, not to the left. And in the original Limud, it said Lemizrach, which is not Nageh here. So therefore, Bereisha Bahu Paga, that's where you're going to hit first. But how do you know that it's essentially an oila that we're treating like a chatas? Maybe we should do the chatas like an oila. Maybe we're supposed to treat the soil of Rosh Chodesh as a chatas that we treat like an oila. Take the chatas and throw it al olata tamid. So shdi aola. Now, once we already asked our question yesterday about the contradiction between two Tanoim and a Mishnah in Tamid to the Mishnah here in Yoma, there's another contradiction of the Mishnah in Tamid to the Mishnah in Midot. Because in the Mishnah of Tamid it says, Tanhatan, Omar lem ha-mimuna, tzu v'aviyu t'laim lishkat beit ha-t'laim. And you know where that is. Halo lishkat ha-t'laim is right there in the Mikzoa Tzfonit Maravit, of the Lishka, which we called the Beit HaMoked. And there were Arba Lishakot in the Beit HaMoked, and one was Lishkat HaTla'im, and one was Lishkat HaChotamot to get the tickets for the Sachem, one was Lishkat Beit HaMoked, which was a small fire, and one was Lishka Shosib Olechem HaPonim. Now our problem is, the Mishnah in Midot says not like that, because there it's talking about the Beit HaMoked, and it says there were Arba Lishakot Ayula Beit HaMoked Ki Kutoniot HaPtuchot HaTraklin Shtayim BaKodesh V'Shtayim BaChol V'Roshei Fisfasin Mavdilin Bein Kodesh L'Chol Uma Hayu Mishamshot. And here it puts the Maravit Romit as the Lishkat Tzlei Korban, not the Tzvonit. So something's wrong. And let's finish up the mishnah once we bring it. Dromit mizrachit was lishka shayosim balechem aponim mizrachit zvanit baganzu bet chashmonai avnei mizbeach shishik tzum malchayam yavan, and the zvanit baravit ba yordim lebet atfila. Anyway, how do you explain the contradiction in the placement of the lishka shatloim? Om Ravuna, yes, indeed, we have had discovered another mesechta that is said according to one shita, and that is Mantan Amidot, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and we'll prove that tomorrow.